Well, happy Easter. Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. Today we rejoice. We rejoice in this day that we have passed through our Lenten observances. We've passed through the Passion of the Lord. And now we've entered into the Easter joy. And we recall this saving plan that God has carried out in our midst. What a beautiful gift it is to come to celebrate this day where we recognize that God has saved us. This day the church rejoices as it has welcomed last night at the Easter Vigil those who have been preparing to enter into the church, whether through baptism or through confirmation, full acceptance into the body of Christ. And just to reflect a little bit this morning on the importance of our own baptisms, how important it is that we receive this grace. It can't be underestimated. So often we hear, you know, someone got baptized. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Someone got confirmed. Oh, great. You know, but it's a big deal. It's really exciting when somebody receives this entry into the family of God. So brothers and sisters, I want to help us to recognize that grace that it is to be baptized. Whether we're baptized as an infant, as a child, or as an adult. Consider that each one of us begins our life on a path that leads towards destruction. This path is the one that we all start on. And when we are baptized, we leave that path and we begin a new journey that leads to salvation. That is good news. So consider these two paths. During our lives, we could consider them almost to be parallel, you know? They are closely connected. We can jump from one to the other. And yet, at the end of life, it becomes very clear that they lead to different places. So consider these two maybe as a highway, two different highways, maybe an interstate highway. They have many exit ramps that lead from one to the other. They go back and forth. And it's as if these two are next to each other, and at any point along the way, we can make a decision. We can choose to move from one direction to the other. Baptism is that first moment when we take the step and say, I want to go on the highway to heaven. I want to take that path. And then when we're confirmed, every time we receive the Eucharist, every time we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, we are recommitting ourselves to this desire to be on this path that leads to eternal life. And this recommitment is often needed in our lives. We need to recommit ourselves often. The Lord will not save us without our help. He expects us to cooperate with His graces. He wants to give us the freedom to choose. As Catholics, we say, I am saved. As in, right in this moment, when I make a decision, a choice to follow Christ, that's a saving act. And then we say, I am being saved. As in, I recognize that there will be times ahead when I need to make a decision, continue to recommit myself to continuing down this path towards the highway of heaven. And then we say, and I will be saved. Which is a recognition that if we continue on this path, we follow Christ, we stay on the highway to heaven, we will get there eventually. And then in that time, God gives us that free gift of His salvation that we can freely accept. We will also have the opportunity today to renew our own baptismal promises. I invite you to treat this as your choice, your expression to continue towards heaven. See it as your opportunity to express to God, to tell God, that you want to be in relationship with Him, that you want to be with Him for all eternity. When we get up for that part of the Mass where I will ask you to stand and renew your baptismal vows, let your I do's be spoken in a way that's meaningful and a real choice. Last night at the Easter Vigil, we read from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And since I'm not very creative, I'm going to use the same quotes. So if you want to read St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, 3 to 11, that's where these come from. St. Paul helps us to understand what our choice is to renew our baptism. He says, we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, where we were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. Many of us were baptized as infants. We were baptized on the faith of our parents. But we are called again and again to renew our baptism, to accept the death of Christ in ourselves, and thus also receive and accept his resurrection. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for you? Paul says, our old self was crucified with Christ so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. Now there are 1,000 ways that we can cooperate with God's graces and allow ourselves to be stripped of the things that lead us away from him or keep us from loving him. We not only turn away from sinful things, but we can also surrender those things that are a distraction. Letting the old self be crucified means preferring Christ to all other things. Ultimately, it's a rejection of sin and a refusal to be mastered by the evil one. Paul says, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. That's how we begin to live in the victory of the resurrection. The reality is that we will wrestle with sin and temptation all our lives. This recommitment and renewal of our baptism is a choice, never to stop receiving the forgiveness of our sins in confession. It's a choice to reject the devil's attempts to keep us trapped or caught or bound. We choose rather to accept Christ's free gift, the grace to live in him, the promise of the resurrection. Lord, you have passed over into new life, and now invite us to pass over also. In these past days, we have grieved at your suffering and mourned at your death. We have given ourselves over to repentance and prayer, to abstinence and gravity. Now at Easter, you tell us that we have died to sin. Yet if that be true, how can we remain on earth? How can we pass over to your risen life while we are still in this world? Will we not be just as meddlesome, just as lazy, just as selfish as before? Will we not still be bad-tempered and stubborn and meshed in all the vices of the past? We pray that as we pass over to you, our faces will never look back. Instead, let us, like you, make heaven on earth.